my project. The interview is taking place on February the 20th, 1990. In the home of Mrs. Agnes Greenlee on 126 Dupree Street, Clemson, South Carolina. The interviewer's name is Matthew Oglesby. We are talking to Mrs.
Agnes Greenlee, 126 Dupree Street, Clemson, South Carolina.
Please tell us when and where you were born.
I was born at Ravenel, old Ravenel place, in 1905.
Can you remember the month?
It was April the 23rd.
Okay. Who were your parents?
My father's name was Lindsay Walker, and my mother's name was Maggie Simpson Walker.
When were they born? Can you remember?
I don't remember what year they were born, but her birthday was August the 10th, but I don't remember what year.
Okay. Who were your grandparents?
Well, my grandfather, his name was Barry Simpson, and my grandmother was named Mary Simpson.
What do you remember about them?
Well, my grandmother, she was a slave, but she come to live with my mother when I was born, and she died in our mother's home.
Okay, what about your grandfather now?
Well, my grandfather, he died in Anderson Hospital, but I don't remember what year it was he paid.
Who were the other older members of your family?
Well, I had a brother. He was the oldest of all. His name was Haskell Walker. And he died in 1937, I believe.
Okay, if you want to use that.
I had to put the other one back.
Who were the other older members of your family?
My brother, his name was Haskell Walker.
All right.
And he passed November the 12th, 1936.
Okay. Where did they live?
We live between Central and Calhoun, used to be Calhoun, old Calhoun.
Okay.
On the double track. Old house on the side of the double track.
Okay. Did your family own their own home?
Yes, they owned their own home. We were farmers.
Was the house mortgaged, or how did they purchase the house? Did they mortgage it, or they paid cash, or what?
Well, when I was born in Kiwi, and when I was a week old, I was moved to that our home. Our father, he had bought this home and moved us there.
Okay, very good. Who were the other older relatives when you were growing up? You know, some of your older relatives when you were growing up.
Oh, my grandfather on my father's side, his name was Albert Walker. But I don't remember when he paid.
Okay. Do you remember them talking about their early lives?
Yes, he used to work when the first, oh, he was a cook for a while at Clemson University. He worked there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where he retired from.
Is that right? Okay. Did the older members of the family talk much about slavery?
Yes, my grandmother, on my mother's side, Mary Simpson, she talked about slaves, and she was tell about who she was raised by.
Okay.
But at my age now, I don't forgot who she would tell who raised her.
Right. Okay. All right. Where are the older members of your yours buried? Where are the older members of your family buried?
They're all buried in Abel Cemetery.
Do the graves have markers of any sort? You know, like...
Well, my mother's grave have markers, but the rest of them don't.
Okay, okay. Do you remember funerals in the family or community when you were young? Who were they? Do you remember funerals?
Reverend Ed Watkin, he preached my mother's funeral. That's right.
Okay. Can you remember any other funerals that took place in the community?
Reverend McDowell, he preached was our father's funeral.
Our mother's.
Okay. All right.
Our mother's.
Okay. Do you remember marriages and weddings that took place when you were young? Or whose do you remember?
Well, I remember my two sisters when they got married. But I have a brother, he was never married.
Is that right? Okay. Is there any other person that can you remember when you was young that got married?
Well, I remember the friends of ours.
All right, that's right.
Married. Mm-hmm. I remember when Marie Butler got married, and I remember when Stacy got married.
Okay.
And I believe that.
Okay. All right. Where did they marry? Did they marry in the homes or in the church or where? Where did the marriage take place?
One of my sisters married at home, mm-hmm. and one married at church.
Okay.
Where did Mary marry? Church? Allah. She married at church.
Okay, okay.
And Stacy, she married at home.
Okay. What families were you related to by marriage? What families were you related to by marriage?
I had a sister-in-law. Now, my father-in-law was Bill Greenleaf.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law was Annie Reed Greenleaf.
Okay.
And I had a sister-in-law. She married a Martin. She lived in Detroit, Michigan until she passed. But I don't know just what year that was now. And I had a brother-in-law, one brother-in-law, his name was, well, he was Bill Greenlee Jr., his name, William Greenlee.
Okay, very good. Does your family have old photos? Who is in the photos? Who took the pictures? Okay, that'll get back to what we was asking.
Okay, who took the pictures?
Does your family have old photos? Who is in the photos? Who took the pictures?
This is my mother-in-law, Annie Reed Greenlee, and my father-in-law, Bill Greenlee, and Dr. Burley made the pictures.
Okay. All right, what about those other that you have?
And this here is my brother, Pascal Walker. And this picture was made years ago. And who made it? And this is my brother's picture. And John C. Greer. He made this picture been years ago.
All right, go on to the next one.
And this is my sister and my father, my mother and my grandmother, and my nephew. And this was made years ago by John C. Greer.
Okay, all right.
And this one here is my sister Rosalie and my sister Willie and Joe Earl. It was made by John C. Greer.
Is that one?
This is my picture. And it was made New Jersey by my brother-in-law, Players Foster.
Okay. Very good, very good. Right, we'll move on to the economic profile of the family, okay. All right?
All right.
What did your parents do for a living?
We farmed.
All right. You want to be a little more specific? You want to talk about what kind of farming you did a lot?
Yeah, we had a big farm. We raised cotton, corn, cane, and we had plenty of fruit. We had orchard with peaches and apples, and had raised hogs. Had cows. I had to milk the cow and feed the old mule before daylight in order to get up and go plowing when the sun rise.
Okay.
I used to plow, used to cut, go to the woods, cut woods like a boy.
Is that right?
Yes, that's what I used to do. Used to go way off in the field. It was a patch of woods was given to my father. When they clean it up, they let you work it the first year. And after that, you couldn't work it no more, but they'd give you all the wood and what you raise on the first year. And it was a place they called Anyway, I used to haul, cut wood and drive the wagon and load that wood and haul wood back over several miles, way off the woods by myself.
Okay. All right. This is good information. What did your grandparents do for a living?
Well, my grandfather on my father's side, he farmed. And He used to raise tobacco.
Is that right? Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because they used to sit on the porch and twist that after they gathered the tobacco and dry it, then they'd make what you call twist tobacco. Mm-hmm. They'd sit out there and roll it and make long twists of tobacco.
So they were farmers, but did they didn't rent or sharecrop, did they?
No.
Okay. No. All right, because you said earlier they owned their own place.
Yeah, they owned their own place.
Okay. 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 Did you or your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work? Or where did they go? Or elsewhere, or nearby rather, or elsewhere in South Carolina, or to the north?
No, we used to leave home and go a farm way down below Pendleton, and we would pick cotton for different people.
All right. Okay, now listen, when you went down the below Pendleton, did you leave on on the weekend, or what time would you leave to go down there?
We'd leave Sunday night and stay till that Saturday and pick cotton, and we stayed with our first cousin home, and we'd come back so we'd be able to go to church and leave after service, because it used to have service on Sunday night.
Okay.
Then we'd leave and go back to and pick cotton.
All right.
Yeah.
Did any of the family work for the railroad?
No, there wasn't none work for the railroad. But we used to take in washing. We used to do washing for different ones on the mill hill over Pitt Central.
Okay. What kind of job were open to black men? Can you remember any particular or special jobs that was open for black men?
My father, he did work a while in the coal mine.
Okay, go ahead.
In cut that off. My father, he worked in a coal mine in Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. What time would he leave to go out to Alabama? Can you remember?
Well, I don't know what time he would leave, but he would be gone sometime over a month before he would come back home.
Okay. This is good.
Because he used to show us how he'd have a little old lantern that would hook on the cat bill,
mm-hmm,
to go in the mine to see how to dig that coal.
Okay. What kind of jobs were open to black women?
Well, just washing iron.
Is that right?
Most of the jobs were. You would go and cook, do housework,
mm-hmm,
and get a job cooking.
Okay. How did young black people earn money? Young black, you know, like yourself when you was in your first teens, how did you earn money?
Picking cotton and hoeing.
Okay.
Hoeing cotton.
Where did the family shop?
Well, it was up there central. They had Henderson, I think it was a Henderson store up there. We used to trade at.
Okay, did they buy for cash or credit?
It was always cash.
Always, yeah. Always very cash. Good. Were the store owner owned by black or by white?
By white.
Okay. All right, that includes it. But did the family use it, buy clothes, or make their own?
It mostly would make their own because my sister here used to make our clothes. She was just a little girl, but we'd get an old catalog and look, turn the leaves in there and see, look at the pictures of dresses, and you pick out the kind you want and get an old newspaper and cut our pattern by looking at the picture of the in the book and cut out our pattern, and she'd get that material and cut out our dresses, what we want, and make the dresses.
That's very, very creative. Yeah, very, very good. Okay. What kind of clothing did each person own? What kind of clothing did each person own back then?
Well, mostly what we wear, they call them midi blouse, have a pleated skirt and a blouse with a sailor collar.
Okay.
That's what we wear with midi blouse.
What about the young men? What about the boys or what?
Well, wear these overalls with the bibs to them.
Okay.
You see them sometime now.
Right. Okay. Did the family raise food? What did they raise? What thing did they have to buy?
Well, it wasn't much that they'd had to buy because they'd grow cane and make molasses, raise hogs, and there was the meat.
Okay.
Have cows, milk the cow and have your milk and butter, and raise chickens, there was your eggs. And kill chickens, you have fried and baked hens, and in the field you have corn. You could go out there and pull your corn and cook corn, and you raise your sweet potatoes, and for the winter they'd make a potato bed, they call it, and it was out of corn stalks, fix up together like a tent, and put some straw in the bottom and put them potatoes in there, and that would keep through the winter. They would run the hand through there, and when they get ready for the potatoes, and pull them potatoes out of that potato bank, and bake your potatoes or fry your potatoes, make potato pies any way you want them.
Okay.
Only thing we had to buy was sugar.
Okay, what about?
We'd have our own lard from raising hogs. You'd buy sugar. And my grandmother, she drank coffee. She was the only one who drank coffee. And at that time, you get these coffee beans. And she had a old coffee grinder up on the wall, and she would roast them beans in the stove, because they'd be green. Roast them till they get ripe. And then when it get dry, she would grind her coffee and put it in the pot and make her coffee in the morning.
What kind of furniture did the family use? Was the furniture purchased or made by someone, or did anyone of the family make furniture?
No, none of the family didn't make the furniture. We had these wooden beds, what you'd have slats in the bed at that time. And your tick would be straw ticks. Buy the cloth and make big enough to fit in the bed. And after the thrash the wheat, and you take that wheat straw and fill them and make a ticks to sleep on.
Okay. All right, now the furniture, what about, you named the bed, what about your dressers and you know, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have any other? You got tables and things?
Well, they would buy, we had dresser, and buy tables, to, you know, have tables to eat on.
Okay.
And have these chairs, and it used to be an old man would bottom these chairs. He'd get, I don't know what he'd make, he'd get, go somewhere in the woods and cut down trees and get the, make them some splits, oak splits, and bottom the chair.
Okay. Okay, what about baskets or tools or quilts or other things that was made in the community? Do you have such things of that sort?
Oh, yeah, well, this man what would bottom chair, he would make these baskets, big old baskets, what we pick cotton, put cotton in these baskets.
Mm-hmm.
And peach quill, we had to go to the field when it wasn't raining, but when it was raining, we had to come in. And when we couldn't get out, we'd all would be piece quilt. And they had these old frames. After you get your quilt piece, and then after the gin cotton, they would get cloth and make the lining and put the cotton in these quilt and put the top, what we pieced, and put together. And then we'd had an old frame. We'd hang it from the up in the ceiling, and it would clamp it together. It was a rail on each side and each end, and put that quilt in there, and we'd all sit around there and quilt that quilt. And as you go along, you could roll it until you get it finished.
Okay. All right. Were any of the older members of your family known for their special talent, such as musicians, singers, preachers, craftsmen, needlework, and et cetera, et cetera?
Well, my sister here, she would crochet. We all used to crochet, make tatting, and would embroidery. Yeah, we used to do a lot of embroidery. And, but my sister here, she would, she sewed a lot. And then my father, now he used to sing, because he used to go lots of different places and would sing, because he was the head of the choir.
Okay.
And he sang.
Okay.
And we all would sing on the choir.
Do you remember hearing all the members of your family talk about hard times or good times that happened before you were born?
Oh, yes. My grandmother, she used to talk about what a hard time she used to have. And that's how she learned me how to save.
Okay.
and make ends meet.
Okay, very good. Okay. Did they ever talk about floods, tornadoes, or other disasters? What about illness? Do you remember the flu epidemic in 1917 and 18? Did any member of your family die during the epidemic?
No. Didn't none of our family die with the epidemic of flu. But I know when we all had flu and we all had measles,
okay.
This measles when we was coming up.
But that there, go ahead.
That's all.
Okay, all right. What about floods or tornadoes or anything of that sort? Can you remember?
But I remember my father was talking about somewhere he was working. And I don't think it was Alabama, but where they've had lots of earthquakes.
Okay.
But I don't remember just where it was now, but he had a book with pictures in it of where the, you know, showing in there about these different earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did any member of your family serve in World War I?
No. None but my son.
Oh, and nobody served in World War I?
No.
Okay.
No, that was World War II.
Right? Yeah, right. No. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Your uncle.
Well, okay.
Uncle.
Did any of your family, can you remember, served in World War I?
Yes, my uncle, my daddy's brother, his name was Dillard Walker. He served in World War I.
What did he do, or where did he go? Did he serve, how did that service affect his life? Or can you remember anything of that sort?
No, he come out saved. He was okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we will move now to the third section, which is religion. What church denomination did your family belong to? What church